Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate and listen, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP, check it out there. Of course, all our shows now live on YouTube, 6A to 6P, Monday to Friday, morning show, midday show, afternoon show. Please check that out. On the Odyssey app, you could listen. On the radio, listen. Watch on YouTube. However you consume WIP is absolutely great by me. I appreciate that. All right, so I need to dive in today because I'm in a bad way, and I need to get it off my chest. I'm in a bad way watching the NBA playoffs. And let me say before I get into this, I think the NBA postseason has been excellent so far. As much as I have checked out a lot on the regular season, or at least I did this year, you know, I just think it's not a great product during the regular season. The intensity, the upsets, the back and forth, I've really enjoyed the NBA playoffs so far. So it's been a very nice entertainment factor for me late April, early May. But I'm going through a tough time watching the Celtics and the Knicks. Obviously, there's no good answer here, you know, from our perspective. If the Celtics win, well, the Celtics are not likable. If the Knicks win, well, it's a rival. They're not likable. But someone's going to win, and someone's going to go to the Eastern Conference Final. And I believe the winner of this series will win the Eastern Conference. Yes, I do believe that. I believe if the Knicks, who are up 2-0 now, get through the Celtics, they're going to get to the NBA Finals. They're going to beat Indiana, who they lost to last year, and they will find a way to beat Cleveland if Cleveland does rebound, which I don't think they will. I think Indiana's going to win this series now. But the Knicks and the Celtics, I'm in a bad way because the emotion I have is one, it's not healthy to have, but I have it. I'm jealous of the New York Knicks. I'm jealous of the Knicks in so many ways, because I want the Sixers to be the Knicks. And before you come back at me and say, well, Joe, they're probably not going to win the title, you know, we need to get past this, like, entitlement or this smugness that we have, that competing, that having heart and grit is bad. It's not. It's great. Yes, the Sixers tried to go and swing for the moon, and they failed, and they brought in guys that were talented but not winners over and over and over again. And what the Knicks built is a culture. And what the Sixers have never built here is a culture. It is a shame to watch the Knicks play basketball, not because they're a New York team, but because they are a Philadelphia team that happens to wear orange and blue and white. That's what they are. They are Philadelphia basketball, the old Philadelphia basketball that so many people remember. That's what the Knicks embody. And I want to go through it because as I watched another ridiculous comeback by the Knicks last night, I felt more and more jealousy as the Knicks are two wins away from the Eastern Conference Finals, a place the Sixers haven't been in, of course, 24 years since the Eastern Conference Final. We are 40-plus clear of an NBA championship in Philadelphia, but nothing on the horizon. I think there's a real, real solid chance the Sixers will reach the 50-year mark without a title. Does anyone believe the Sixers are going to win a title in the next 8 years, really? Does anyone believe that? They're saddled with George and Embiid for the next, you know, basically half decade. It would take a miracle to get out from under that. As much as I like McCain, I like Maxey. Unless they win the lottery and get Cooper Flagg here, this is probably a rudderless ship for the next 3, 4, 5 years. And then you kind of hope and rebuild the whole thing and you go from there. But it's probably going to reach a 50-year drought. That's the Sixers. And it's not by accident. It's by their own choices. It's by what they've done and what they have failed to do. And I looked last night because, you know, sometimes you know things off the top of your head and sometimes, like, they come back to get you. So last night, I was looking as I watched the Knicks come back, led by Brunson, led by Bridges, last night, come back and beat the Celtics, go up 2-0. By the way, the Knicks just did something that the Sixers have never done in their franchise history, which is win consecutive playoff games in Boston. It doesn't matter the iteration. It doesn't matter if it's the Tatum Brown Celtics, if it's the Pierce Garnett Allen Celtics, if it is the Pierce Antoine Walker Celtics, if it is the Larry Bird Celtics, the McHale Celtics, the Russell Celtics. It doesn't matter. Pick and choose your Celtics team over the last 50 years, 60 years, and the Sixers have never done what the Brunson, Bridges, Towns, Hart, Knicks just did, and Anobi Knicks just did, which is go to Boston and win consecutive playoff games on the road. Remarkable achievement. But I went back and really just, I wanted to study this because it's a case study. It's a case study in nonsense from the Philadelphia 76ers, and it's a case study in overthinking things and making disastrous decisions. And again, I mean that wholeheartedly, disastrous decisions by the Sixers, okay? Let's go back, 2018 NBA draft. With the 10th overall pick, the Sixers selected Mikal Bridges, forward out of Villanova. And instead of holding on to Mikal Bridges, they traded Bridges for a future first and Zaire Smith. Zaire Smith, of course, famous for a sesame allergy, ended up scoring 48 total points in the NBA. The Sixers used that extra first-round pick to acquire Tobias Harris from the Clippers. So the Sixers took what could have been the future of Mikal Bridges, and they turned it into 48 points from Zaire Smith and a future pick to acquire Tobias Harris. As big of an L as you can have. If you want to add to the L, the next pick in the draft was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is about to win and be crowned the NBA MVP. He had a big night last night as the Thunder, who have been the best team all year and are rightfully the favorite to win the title. If I had to pick a team right now to win the title, it would be them. He's going to win the MVP of the league. And he was the next pick in the draft. So the Sixers could have just done what they originally did, which is select Mikal Bridges, sat on it, and made a very good selection. Or they could have taken a future MVP of the league that led a team to 60-plus wins. They did neither of those things. And they end up, of course, with Zaire Smith. Of course, Michael Porter Jr. went 14. Dante DiVincenzo went 17. Kevin Huerter went 19. Grayson Allen went 21. All better picks than what they ended up with Zaire Smith. But that's just one small part of what they did that night. Because at number 26, the Sixers, of course, had another selection. And they took Landry Shamet out of Wichita State. And 7 picks later, a guard out of Villanova named Jalen Brunson went. The part that is so infuriating about the Sixers isn't just the idea that they made mistakes. It's that they could have had these players with the ease. I mean, they literally drafted Mikal Bridges. They could have. I mean, this guy was in their backyard. In their backyard, Jalen Brunson, as a winning player. And instead, they took Landry Shamet. Okay? And then, if you go back to the draft before that, of course, 2017, that's where they make the Tatum-Fultz trade. And at number 1, they take Fultz. At number 3, Tatum goes. Of course, De'Aaron Fox goes 5. Lauri Markkanen goes 7. I mean, you could just go on and on. Donovan Mitchell goes 13. I mean, you can go on and on and on with the mistakes the basketball team made. At 29, Derek White. But the Sixers traded for the rights to Anžejs Pažinčiks. I never could say his name. Didn't matter because Pažinčiks played 28 games in the National Basketball Association. So they traded for his rights with the number 25 pick originally took. And at number 30, of course, went Josh Hart out of Villanova. So in 2 years, a two-year time frame, out of Villanova came Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brunson. Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, and Josh Hart. Hart, Bridges, Brunson. Hart, Bridges, Brunson. The heart of the New York Knicks, who are up 2-0 on the Boston Celtics. And the Sixers had the opportunity to have all three of them. Like, it would have been... It wouldn't even have been a blip on the national radar if they took all three. It would have been a story here because they took all the Villanova kids. But what it could have done is jumpstarted a culture here because those guys are culture players. They are team players. They are winning players. And you see how they play their roles so well. Jalen Brunson is the clutch scorer, the heartbeat of the offense. Josh Hart is the do-everything guy. You need a pass, he makes it. You need a rebound, he makes it. He's a guy every winning team needs. And he was right there. And of course, there's Mikal Bridges, who became a guy that this past offseason, the Knicks wanted to put it all back together, and they traded a ton of first-round picks for him. Now, is he worth, in a vacuum, that many first-round picks? Probably not. But as a defensive player and an iron man and a heartbeat guy, slow heartbeat, never misses games, and plays his butt off on the defensive end, including two remarkable, I mean, you talk about like all-time playoff kind of defensive plays to end two straight playoff games against the division defending champion in the Celtics. That play last night, that'll be a highlight for years to come. That block shot and the takeaway from Tatum late. That's what he provides. Meanwhile, the Sixers have rolled over like dogs in the postseason. Forget this year where everyone got hurt and it was a disaster and Paul George is a disaster. They've rolled over like dogs postseason after postseason after postseason. And every time they're given a chance to improve the team, they bring in guys who fold like cheap suits in big spots. Paul George folds. And they spent $200 million on an aging player that folds. Joel Embiid folds. James Harden folds. Ben Simmons folds. Meanwhile, these guys, chin up, head up, mind, heart in the right spot, and they win. I'm jealous of the New York Knicks because I want to be the New York Knicks. I want the Knicks to be the Sixers. I want the Sixers to play like the New York Knicks. That's playoff basketball. That is winning basketball. That's toughness. That is what this city has been dying for in April and May and June. And you know what it reminds me of? I'm going to invoke it. The Knicks right now, led by Brunson, is the one top scorer. Remind me of the 0-1 Sixers, led by Allen Iverson. And it will not surprise me now if Brunson and the Knicks are in the finals. It won't surprise me if Brunson has his Allen Iverson spring and drags the Knicks to the finals. Now, they're a little bit more skilled and talented all across. Karl Anthony Towns is a very skilled scorer. I understand that. It's not just the way it was with AI. But I mean, in terms of the small guard leading the way with a city that obviously loves that brand of basketball in New York, a city here that loved this brand of basketball in Philadelphia, and the reality that people are starting to get on board with, this is something different, and watch out. And it kills me to watch it. And you've got the no-nonsense coach with Thibodeau and Larry Brown. It kills me to watch it because it should be here. It could be here. I don't even have to get into the idea that even during these guys' careers, these guys were attainable. You know, Bridges probably the least attainable, that they would have taken the most at the time, but you know, if the Sixers had played their cap room better, they could have easily signed Brunson. The Knicks signed him to one of the most, kind of team-friendly contracts for a star in the history of the NBA. And then Hart, I mean, Josh Hart bounced around the league. Josh Hart was he was just a guy. No one, that wasn't a big deal when they got him. You throw DiVincenzo in there, who they used to get Anthony Towns, but he was part of it last year when the Sixers lost to the New York Knicks. It's crushing because not only are they better than the Sixers, they should be the Sixers. They play the kind of basketball this city would adore. Right now, we would have Sixers fever more than at any point probably since the 0-1 Sixers if the Sixers were the Knicks. If the Sixers had Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges and were doing what they're doing right now, we're up 2-0 on the Boston Celtics, had won those two kind of games with those two kind of fourth quarters, this city would be so basketballed up right now, it'd be amazing. You'd see Sixers jerseys, Sixers t-shirts everywhere. The atmosphere at the Wells Fargo Center on whenever they're going to play that game, Friday, I guess, or Saturday, whenever the next game is in the series. I haven't followed it that closely with television. Whatever they said. We know the next game's in New York, so the next game in Philadelphia would be. Could you imagine this place if that was them? And it should be. I'm jealous because they had the chance to create it. They had the chance to make it happen. Instead, they didn't just miss. They missed with jokes. And they missed with the opposite kind of players.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what makes it worse. They don't have like a lame version of Brunson and Bridges and Hart. They have no version. They double down on playoff chokers and losers and me guys while the team guys are up in New York doing it for that fan base. And they're going to enjoy the heck out of it for however this run lasts. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. I had to get it off my chest. You might feel the same way. If you do, send me a note. Let me know what you're thinking about all this because, you know, after not watching a ton of regular season because the Sixers were so bad, I was like, maybe I won't be that into the playoffs. And I'm watching. And I'm watching the Knicks do this. And again, and again. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Brunson. And it's like, my goodness gracious. The Sixers didn't just waste their chance. They wasted theirs. And they helped set up the Knicks. It is remarkable. It really is. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check that out there. Don't forget Midday Show live, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day on 94WIP.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.